It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So when the ish girls say video came out, this took off like very few things do. It was like a Rebecca Black when it came out. Everybody immediately started doing various different versions of it.
I hate trying on clothes.
Cute.
Twinsies!
I look like a doily.
You look good.
No, you're not.
First of all, ew.
I know, right?
I mean, get it together.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not even joking right now.
Eating chips. That was the ish girl say, or S word girl say, whatever you want to call it. And then the guy kind of, Graydon Shepherd, who's on hold, did it and then refused to talk about it. It was kind of a weird move.
Yeah.
Now it's back at the film festival.
Awesome. Graydon's on the phone with us right now. Hey, dude.
Hi.
Graydon, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5.
Thank you.
Are you making money off this yet?
That's everyone's favorite question. I mean, it's something that we love to do, and we're lucky. We've actually made a book, so that's coming out next week. And, so we're just excited to be doing it, and that's what we're concentrating on.
When the video, Ish Girls Say, when the video finally came out on YouTube and it started to really, really take off, what was your initial reaction, or you and your team, your crew, who put the video together?
Yeah, my partner Kyle and I, we were blown away. We had no idea it was going to take off like that. So, you know, within 4 hours, we were getting calls. It just took off like crazy immediately. So we were floored.
How do you protect it, though? You know, because it's the kind of thing, it was parodied so fast and furious with, you know, stuff Torontonians say and stuff,
right.
You know, ex-Muslims say. And, like, it was just parodied so much that you got bored of it really, really fast. How did you maintain the girls say so it didn't lose what it made it great?
Well, I think we get to be the originals. We were the first ones that did this kind of style. And, you know, of course, it's the internet and that's how it works. So people are going to make copies and do their own thing and have their go at it. So we love the copies. We think they're great, the spin-offs. Sure, people might have gotten tired of it, but we got to be the first. So that's how we maintain.
Any of the parodies that were done of your original, did any of them that you saw kind of not piss you off, but you're like, okay, now that's really not funny?
No, nothing we've seen.
No, they were all awesome.
Dude, I can give you a list of the ones that were the dumbest.
Okay, email it to me. I'll check it out and get mad.
So what do you have? Are you showing this at the film festival now? What's going on?
Yeah, there's a fourth episode that isn't online, and it's going to be shown tonight at TIFF.
How long's the video?
It's a minute.
It's a minute. Yeah. So you're debuting a one-minute movie at the Toronto International Film Festival.
That's correct.
That is brilliant. And it's you that dresses up like the girl, right?
That's me.
Okay, that's you.
Now, when putting it together and coming up with the things that girls say, did you have to approach anyone to say, hey, give me some lines, or what kind of things can I use in this video that'll make it super awesome?
We originally came up with like 100 within the first day when we first thought it up, but Kyle's sister gives us a lot. We have sisters and moms who we kind of steal from, but we also just kind of listen on the street.
So what's your deal? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, we're a couple.
So it's not like you have a girl at home being like, why did you put everything I say to you in a movie?
Nope, we're gay. We're safe.
Okay. You know how lucky you are on that, bro?
Yeah, there you go.
You are. If you did a video of gay guy say, do you think you'd still have the guy you have right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Real quick, before we let you go, what's your favorite line from the video?
Oh, from the video? That poor dog needs water.
That's mine too. That's mine too. And that is such something a girl says. It is incredible. And the other one.
We all say it.
Oh, no. The other one, dude, is pass me the blanket.
Yeah, that's how it all started.
My girlfriend's favorite, only because it happens in our life, like almost every day. Can you get my purse? Or can you go into my purse?
There you go. Sprinting around in there.
Great. Thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you all.
Take care,
all right,
dude.
Take care, man.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.